USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The race for the White House continues. President Trump was in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Saturday night.
But as long as I'm here, your Second Amendment is safe. As long as I'm here. As long as I'm here, your tax cuts are safe. They want to take away your child tax credit. That's $1,000 a child. That we got you. We got you. They want to take that away.
Joe Biden was in Bristol, Pennsylvania, Saturday.
As of today, in Iraq and Afghanistan, 6,924, not roughly 6,900, 924, because every one of them deserves to be remembered.
Trump supporters crashed the Democrat nominee drive-in rally. Joe Biden said, "We don't do things like those chumps out there." USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop...
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Walmart has filed a lawsuit against the federal government seeking clarity on the roles and legal responsibilities of pharmacies in filling opioid prescriptions. Wednesday, a West Virginia court ruled that Walmart must turn over information about its opioid-related practices to hospitals suing the company for allegedly contributing to the epidemic. Walmart said the U.S. Justice Department is threatening to sue the retail juggernaut, claiming pharmacists should have refused to fill otherwise valid opioid prescriptions. A live mic caught Democrat vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris checking her location before addressing supporters Saturday.
Hey, Cleveland! It's Kamala!
During the visit, Harris urged supporters to vote in large numbers, pointing out the struggles for the middle class. She said the president is stoking racial tensions. In her remarks, Harris also overstated the U.S. death toll of the virus, saying it had killed over 220 million Americans. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Trump in Wisconsin Saturday night.
A corrupt bargain in exchange for his party's nomination. He has handed control of his party over to the socialists, communists, Marxists, and left-wing extremists, and they are. And they're filled with hatred, venom, and rage. They really are. I mean, you look at Portland. Look at these anarchists, right? You look at these anarchists, and we want to go into Portland so bad. You know, we do it. We do it. We've done it. So we go Minnesota. We go in, and what we've done in Minnesota, what we've done all over, wherever they... But we have to be invited. We have to be invited in. But Minneapolis, a week and a half, they're burning the hell out of the place. And then we... Kenosha! Do I love Kenosha? Kenosha!
Democrat nominee Joe Biden in Bristol, Tennessee, Saturday.
His six top generals who worked for him all say he's not fit to be the commander-in-chief. He doesn't understand the sacrifices they've made. And nobody knows that better than Patrick. And Christina, our next congresswoman, I'm looking forward to serving with you, kid. I am looking forward to serving with you. You got the grit and the toughness and the smarts to get this done. And I really am. I mean it sincerely.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.